Greetings and salutations and happy Good Friday to those that celebrate today. Anyway, I just got done watching a little segment on the Today Show, and I had seen previews for this movie maybe 2 months ago with Johnny Depp. It's called Transcendence. And it's got Morgan Freeman in it, and I just saw the guy. All I can think of is he's the one from A Knight's Tale, and that tennis movie. Anyway, the movie, when I saw the previews, disturbed me immensely. And not too many movies disturb me. There are a few other movies that really disturbed me, and Vanilla Sky was another one with Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz. That just, there was something about the movie, I just didn't like it. It just upset me, not psychologically, but just, and Transcendence kind of does the same thing. And then I think of the movie The Lawnmower Man, with Pierce Brosnan, and at the end, Joe, he was simple-minded, I guess, the character was in the movie, and then they hook him up to a machine, trying to make him smarter, play video games, that kind of thing. Anyway, he tries to get into the mainframe and become all powerful, blah, blah, blah. And I guess this is the same kind of thing with Transcendence. And then I think Skynet. But it's funny that, not funny, haha, but funny that I always think these ideas have to come from somewhere. And writers write what they know, correct? Most of them do, or have some knowledge, or, you know, like, what was the story of, was it Mary Shelley that wrote Frankenstein? And if I remember correctly, they were all, you know, they'd get together, and friends of hers have dinner parties, and tell horror stories, ghost stories, whatever, and then they started, you know, she wrote them down, or she wrote it down, or something to that effect. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But you think about how the story had to come from somewhere. And it makes you wonder what's going on behind the curtains. Because science, technology is always evolving, correct? And then my beloved always recites the line from Jurassic Park. Jeff Goldblum says something to the effect of, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And that was in reference to recreating, you know, dinosaurs, blah, blah, blah. Just because you have the knowledge to do something, you know, How far do you go? Especially when it comes to that. And I think when you lose a loved one, and the actress said it, she says, you know, the wife, she doesn't want to let her husband go and, you know, kind of live forever. And it's selfishly motivated, if you think about it, because I look at it as if my beloved, you know, should have an illness, and then I know death is inevitable. All I can think of would be, not that he's going to be out of pain, or he's going to be with his, you know, God, and he's going to be at peace, so to speak. The first initial feeling I think that most people get, and stop me if I'm wrong, is that I'm going to be alone. What am I going to do? Now that you're going to be gone, and I'm going to be here, and it's selfish, because we don't want to feel pain, I think. But I just think the movie, I don't see myself watching the movie. Only because it just looks like something that would just freak me out mentally. Like, I don't know why Vanilla Sky did the same. It did freak me out. I just didn't like it. And then there was another movie I was trying to think. And like I said, there's not too many movies that unnerve me. That, you know, some of you could just, oh, it's fake and it's just entertainment. And, you know, horror movies to me now are an absolute joke. You know, before they used to scare you when you were a little kid. Oh, my God. And my mother would tell me, it's just a man in a costume. Imagine how much money he gets paid per hour to dress up in a monkey suit. And then it got to be scary, you know, like with The Exorcist. And my mom says, imagine that poor little girl had to sit somewhere and, you know, put all that makeup on. And because I would, you know, just to take the fear away. And then you see, you know, all the other demonic movies and those stupid paranormal movies that are just ridiculous. To the point where, you know, you're just like, really? I just can't sit and watch this. It's just too embarrassing to watch. And then, you know, it just... And the point of the boo is what? I don't know. Just my thoughts. Just throwing them out there. I think that's it. I just drew a blank. There's really no hope. You know, I was just kind of thinking of where did the story for this movie come from? How do you do your research for this movie? Where's, you know, because you write something and you have to have some kind of experience or knowledge or a friend, and you have, you know, you just can't, well, I don't know. Can you make stuff up and just throw it out there and people believe it? Yeah, sure. I don't know. Just, you know, you hear in technology and science and medicine that, you know, look at the prosthetic limbs that they have now. How much they've changed since even I remember when I was little. And, you know, growing up and, you know, you would see a person, and an adult when I was younger, with a prosthetic limb. And it would just, you know, ooh, that's scary and different and looks like a piece of wood. And now, you know, you look kind of robotic. How cool is that? But yeah, it's just, wow. I'm in awe of it, but yet there's fear. Not fear of the unknown, but fear of, well, how far does it go? When is enough enough? That kind of thing. Alrighty, so those are my crazy mad thoughts for my 4-day weekend. My special 4-day weekend. Yay, me. Laterness, people.